Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
One of the things you notice in the first week or two you're married, if you notice anything, that is other couples who've been married longer than you. Well, of course, I mean, you don't even see people who've been married less time than you. They simply aren't on the streets yet. But you tend to compare yourselves with people who've had the shackles on for some time. With us, it's Peter and Nora who live in the next flat. They've been married ages. Well, good 3 years. It's jolly comforting to find them still speaking to each other and everything. So, at least it was, till the other evening when we heard them through the kitchen wall having a right old barney. And what made us feel even worse was, I just booked a table for a small romantic supper. Eight o'clock. Oh, that'll be fine. Thanks very much. Goodbye. Table for two, 8 o'clock, darling. All right? Darling?
Shh.
Where are you? In the kitchen?
Shh.
Kate, what on earth are you doing?
Peter and Nora are having the most terrible row.
Well, there's no need to listen.
She's calling him things I've never even heard of.
Kate, take your ear away from that wall at once.
Just a minute.
Why?
I haven't heard what it's about yet. George, you're hurting my arm.
You wouldn't like them to listen to one of our rows, would you?
What do you mean? We don't have rows.
Don't we?
Darling, we haven't had a row for ages.
Well, I mean, perhaps not one you could hear through the kitchen wall.
Not one you could hear through the kitchen floor cloth.
Really?
Honestly, darling, we haven't had a crossword since you laughed at the hat my mother wore in the wedding photographs.
Good Lord, well, we must be getting old.
No, we're just over the hump, that's all.
The hump?
Well, the difficult bit when you first get married. That's what Mum called it.
Oh, hello, you've been sneaking to your mother again, have you?
What?
They're telling her I beat you up before breakfast, I know. I thought you were a bit cool on the phone the other day.
Oh, darling, don't be silly. I didn't even tell her you hated her hat. I just asked her if she and Dad ever quarrelled in the early days, and she said yes, of course, they never stopped till they got over the hump.
What do you mean, about the first month or two?
Well, it varies. They were climbing their hump for 2.5 years.
Oh, blimey, I don't think I'd have the strength.
No, well, it was mainly my fault. They'd only been married 3 months when Mum went to see the doctor and Dad's worst fears were realised.
Really?
Hmm. I rather messed up their first wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Well, I must confess, darling.
What?
This isn't the first time I've hoped you don't take after your mother.
What made you suggest it, George?
What?
Eating out tonight.
Oh, little celebration.
What celebration?
No rows for 2 weeks.
You had noticed.
Of course I had, Charlie.
Oh, darling, thank you.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Where are you going? Look, Kate, will you take your ear away from that wall?
She threw it at him.
What?
The sauce boat.
Shift up, will you? Good Lord.
What?
She's calling him things that even I've never heard of.
I wish we could do something.
What can we do?
Well, when we had our last row, didn't you wish somebody had come in and break it up?
What, the row about your mother's hat?
Yes.
No, I was rather enjoying that.
Oh, George!
But listen, darling, when other people's rows always sound worse than your own.
But it seems so awful, you and me going out for a cosy dinner and Peter and Nora at it, hammer and tongs. Poor old Nora.
Poor old Nora? Who's on the wrong end of the sauce boat?
That's what I mean. We don't want a murder in the house, do we?
Oh, don't worry, darling. There won't be a murder, I can assure you about that. Women are terrible throwers, you know. It comes from bowling underarm at school.
Well, couldn't we ask them around for a drink?
What do you mean, a sort of lemon at half-time?
Very heartless, George. Now, when we used to have our rows, there were lots of times when I'd run out of insults, and I was dying for the phone to ring or someone to bang on the door.
It's all right. I think it's over.
Is it?
Kate, will you take your ear off that wall?
Oh, it's all quiet. I expect they've kissed and made up.
Good.
They might have looked a bit obvious, mightn't it, asking them round. Might have looked as though we'd heard them.
Well, darling, I should hope they think more highly of us than that.
Than what?
Than people who listen at walls.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, blunt.
Darling,
it again.
Go and ask them round here.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Yeah, go round there with the air full of flying sauce boats.
Go on, George.
No, it might look obvious. You said so yourself.
Oh, rubbish. They're not to know you've had your ear glued to the wall. Oh,
What?
It is a bit red, isn't it?
Yeah. You see?
No, it's all right. They'll just think someone's talking about you.
Don't push me, darling. What am I going to say to them?
Just ask them in for a drink. We owe them one anyway. And perhaps they'd like to come out to dinner with us.
Oh, all right, then. It'll have to be Dutch.
What?
Oh, Dutch, you know, they'll have to pay for themselves.
All right, don't start arguing over the bill before we've even ordered. Go on, George.
I hope he doesn't open the door and punch me on the nose.
Of course he won't. You haven't thrown a sauce boat at him. Hurry up.
Yeah, all right.
There you are, you see.
Kate, will you get inside and close the door?
All right.
Oh, hello, old man.
Hello, George.
Oh, would you and Nora like to have a drink with us?
A drink?
Yeah, it's rather last minute, I'm afraid.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, yes, of course. I'm sorry to be a bit dense. I've got rather a headache.
Yes, we'd love to.
What, now?
Yes, oh, don't change or anything. It's only us, just a short session. We're going out to dinner, actually. Unless you'd like to join us there, would you? At that new Italian place.
Oh, George, old man, you'll never know how much I appreciate your invitation.
Dutch, of course.
What?
At the Italian place.
Oh, no, of course, old man. No, my appreciation was a little more deep-rooted than the financial level.
Oh, well, give Nora a yell, then.
A yell? I wouldn't dare. Oh. Yes, I see what you mean.
Well, don't be long.
Yeah, right.
Right.
There you are.
Were you listening?
Of course I was.
You wear that ear out, you know.
Oh, I am glad we asked them, aren't you, darling? Peter sounded so grateful.
Yes, well, I hope we've got something for him to be grateful for. What's the drink situation?
There's some whiskey, I think.
Yeah, half a half bottle. Well, I'll put some ice in the glasses, shall I? Put a drop of ice in. That always makes it look a bit more, doesn't it? Will you get the tray out of the fridge, darling? I'll get the glasses.
Doesn't it make you feel good to think you've helped someone?
What? Oh, yes. Well, it's not often you get the chance to be a good Samaritan, is it?
They're at it again.
Kate, you spent all evening listening to that waltz.
Shh. She's bawling him out for accepting your invitation.
My invitation? You suggested it, and I'll thank you to make that... You'll make that absolutely clear to her if she comes round with an armful of crockery.
No, it stopped again.
I bet it hasn't. It probably just reached the staccato stage, you know, from different rooms, a short burst every few minutes. You know.
Nonsense. There's never been a row yet that was worth missing someone else's drink for. You see?
Yeah, all right, we'll get the ice.
Oh, darling.
What?
Be extra affectionate. Set them a good example.
Okay, I'll force myself. Ah, Peter, where's Nora?
She's not feeling too well. She's got a bit of a headache.
You both got headaches?
Yeah, must be the weather. Muggy, she said to say sorry.
Yeah, well, we're sorry too. Are you sure she won't come?
Well, I don't think so. Unless you'd like to go and persuade her.
What? No. I won't. No. I mean, if she's got a headache, you're out. Sit down, old man. I'll get some glasses.
Yeah.
Hello, Peter. Where's Nora?
She's not feeling well.
Oh.
A headache.
She's got a headache.
But what do you have, Peter?
What have you got?
Scotch.
Oh. Well, plump for that, then.
Get the glasses, darling.
Oh, right.
Well, sorry about Nora.
Yes.
Sure, we were hoping you might both come out to dinner.
Yes. You told me.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about Nora, Peter.
I just said that, darling.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Take the tray, darling.
Right.
Because we were thinking the two of you might like...
Yes, I told him that too, darling.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Water, old man?
Any soda?
No.
Oh, water.
Right.
Thanks.
Darling?
Thank you, darling.
Ah, this is the stuff. I'll feel better on this. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, how's everything, old man?
Fine.
Good, good. That's the idea.
Mm. How's it with you?
Mustn't grumble.
Oh, good.
How's Nora?
She's got a headache.
Oh, yes. Well, I think a drop of scotch should do her good.
Well, Kate, I don't think
I'm going to ask her, Peter. I don't want to listen to a couple of men all night.
Ah, she's off. Oh, dear. How's the whiskey?
Oh, fine.
Good. I didn't drown it.
No.
Good, fine. Yes, you're right. It is a bit muggy tonight, isn't it?
George.
Yes?
Nora and I had a bit of a barney tonight.
Really? Well...
Wasn't obvious.
Good Lord, no.
Oh, good. Only that's why she wouldn't come, you see. I'm a bit in the doghouse, you know. You know what I mean?
Do I not know what... I'm used to that, old man. Anyway, Kate and I, as a matter of fact, we're all right because Kate and I just got over the hump.
Over the hump?
Yeah. No rows, old man. Not a row in the place. Perfect harmony for 2 whole weeks. Swingsville.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, don't worry. Some people just have bigger humps than others.
Do they? We'll probably need Sherpas and oxygen to get over our...
But, what caused it?
Well, the Barney. Oh, I did, don't we always, eh? Only women weren't so ridiculously suspicious. You see, there's a new girl on the phone at the office. Fabulously sexy voice, but she looks like the back of a bus. Anyway, when Nora rang me up the other day and heard all this sex being breathed down the phone, she obviously visualized something like Jane Mansfield and Helen of Troy rolled into one, and immediately concluded my virtue was in danger. So, when I got home, she asked me about the girl. Well, not directly, the way women do. They lead the conversation around to it, eh?
Yeah.
You can hear their brains clicking like a fruit machine. Well, I couldn't resist it. I said, that's the new sex bomb. Something like that. And Nora went a bit white and said, oh, she's pretty, is she? And I said, fabulous. It's about time we got something on our floor in the executive class. Well, the girl with a sexy voice happens to be mad about trinkets. She buys them herself. Well, she has to. Nobody gives them. I can promise you. And I told her about that little shop near the King's Head. You remember? I took you there once.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So, tonight, she came on the tube with me, and I showed her it.
What? And Nora saw you?
Yeah. Coming out of the cleaners. But here's the ridiculous part. She could see that the girl looked like the back of a bus. It was obvious I'd only been joking, so she accuses me of lying about the girl. Why? There must be something behind it.
Honestly, aren't women incredible?
Well, I use a stronger word myself. Anyway, I told her not to be so stupidly suspicious, and she's quiet all the way home. And then, when we get in the flat, she throws a sauce boat at me. Look, it caught me just here, right above the eyebrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually such rotten shots, aren't they?
We've been married 3 years, old man. She's put in a bit of practice.
Why can't they trust us?
Oh, I know, they're so illogical. They grumble at us for getting into bed and dropping off without saying goodnight to them properly. But during the day, they think we turn into sex maniacs.
You can't win, can you?
Oh, no, you can't win. Most you can hope for is all armed troops.
Yeah, misery, isn't it? They're a long time, aren't they? Do you think Nora's telling Kate about your row?
What, lose face in front of her sex?
No, you're quite right. Yeah, they say a woman can't keep a secret, but if it's anything that might make them look a bit silly, they can build Fort Knox around it.
Yeah.
Here she is. She just wanted to be asked officially.
Oh, I see. Hello, Nora. Sit down, love, and have a snifter.
Thank you, George. Oh, that's my chair, Nora. I'm afraid you'll have to sit next to your husband.
Hello. Glad you came, darling.
Are you?
Scotch, Nora?
Yes, thank you. Darling, haven't we got some crisps?
Have we?
I'm sure we have. Will you help me look for them?
Well, we don't want crisps. What do we want them for? We're going out to dinner. In any case, I'm pretty sure we haven't got...
George!
What? Oh, yes, well, I'll just help her look for the old crisps.
Yeah, yes, righto, old boy.
Yeah, what's the idea? Give them a chance to make up.
Think they will?
Of course they will. Nora wouldn't have come otherwise. I told you, darling, a moment always arrives when you run out of astringent phrases.
And sauce boats. How long do you think we should take looking for our non-existent crisps?
Oh, give them another minute.
Right.
Well, I wish there'd been good Samaritans like us around when we used to have rows.
Yeah. Did she mention they'd had one?
Good heavens, of course not. Why, Peter didn't, did he?
What? Oh, no. We were just chatting, you know, about Fort Knox, ain't you?
Well, you obviously worked the Oracle. He was laughing when I got back.
Yeah. You and I ought to go into the marriage guidance business.
I never said that.
You did. That was the whole trouble.
Get back in there.
Now, listen, Nora.
Afraid we're out of Chris.
Sorry.
Nora, I haven't given you your drink. Scotch and water, all right? Hope so. If it isn't, you'll just have to have water. Oh, there we are. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Nora, aren't you going to drink with us?
Oh, yes, of course. Cheers.
How about some music? Some music.
Yes, he suddenly started buying records. Some of it's quite modern stuff. Isn't it incredible? He was always such a square. Now he's... Darling, what's the opposite of square?
What, darling?
Well, what are you, if you're not...
Just a minute, I... Listen, you've got to listen to this. Don't let the neighbors know. Let the neighbors know. No, don't
Darling, do it.
Oh, don't let the neighbors know.
Are you trying to drive us apart?
What do you mean, Laura?
My dear, Peter and I have had the row of our lives tonight.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't guess?
No.
No.
Well, we noticed a slight atmosphere.
Yes.
I suddenly wondered if Peter had told you.
No.
No.
Well, anyway, it was a silly row, and I have had a gritty day, and... Well, anyway, we don't want to talk about it, because it's all over now, isn't it, darling?
If you say so, darling.
Well, don't say it like that, darling. They'll think I started it.
Well, how about coming out to dinner with us, then?
At the new Italian place. It's not far.
Oh, we'd love to, wouldn't we, darling?
Yeah, well, I'll book for two more, all right? Dutch, of course.
I thought you said it was Italian. Oh.
It's candlelit, you know, and a man plays the accordion. Very romantic.
We only find it looks very expensive.
This way, please.
I'm going to powder my nose, Nora.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I will show you, please.
Shall be long.
Right, okay. Honestly, what? I've never seen like this. It's extraordinary, isn't it? They powdered their noses before we left home. How could they possibly get shiny again on a 10-minute walk? This is your table, sir.
Thank you.
Here's the menu. No, we'll wait for the ladies. Thank you, sir.
Oh, nice place.
Yeah, not half. I tell you what, old man, it's worth knowing any night you're having trouble getting over the old hump, you know. So a pint of Chianti in the old squeeze box works wonders.
Yes. Well, there's no need for that now, thanks to you.
Oh, to be an idiot.
No, honestly, old man, you helped to settle one of the worst rounds we've ever had. Yeah, I was really thinking of walking out and giving her something to be jealous about.
You know, they do show the old jealous streak, don't they? If only they'd realize they don't need to be so suspicious of everything.
Yeah, but it's no use telling them. They immediately think you're trying to put them off a scent.
Yeah. Have you ever been jealous about Nora?
What? I wish you'd give me the chance. You know, if only she'd bat her eyes at a bloke at a party, I'd have something to sling back at her. It'd be a fairer fight. I mean, at the moment, a thing like tonight comes up, she's got the weight and the training, hasn't she? Yes, I even tried some pretty fancy footwork. I said to her, good Lord, darling, I saw Kate with a man the other day. I didn't immediately leap to the conclusion that George's marriage was crumbling.
You what?
Went right over her head. Might just as well have saved my breath. Never mind. Relief was at hand. St. George Starling arrived with his fiery sword and silenced the dragon. Whereas women, I'm starving.
Peter? When did you see Kate?
I didn't, actually. I was just looking for them.
Not tonight.
What?
With a man.
Oh, a few days ago. In Holborn.
Holborn?
Why?
Nothing, I just wondered.
I wasn't trying to make anything out of it. Quite the reverse. I was just trying to indicate to Nora that things aren't always what they seem. Here, do you think we'll get some of those stick things to nibble?
What did he look like?
Oh, I don't know. All these Italian waiters look alike to me.
The man.
Which man? Oh, with Kate.
Yes.
Oh, here, look, I hadn't spoken out of turn.
No, of course not, no.
Good Lord, you've only just got married. I knew nothing was wrong.
Did you?
And you told me tonight you were over the hump.
What did he look like?
Oh, I can't remember. Distinguished, you know. Iron grey hair, well dressed. Nothing like you, old man. He wouldn't be Kate's type at all.
This way.
Look, I promise you, George, it didn't look suspicious. She was smiling all over the shop. Ah, here they are.
Hello, darling.
I can't understand why such small noses take such a lot of bounding.
And how long do you take in the bathroom every morning?
Good for you, Nora. It's not as if they cleaned up afterwards. There's always a tide mark. Oh, I don't mind, George. All that bending and scrubbing keeps my hips down.
The menu, sir?
Ah, yes. Let's order, shall we? Yeah, how about a cocktail? Give us the strength to wrestle with the spaghetti.
You can't have a cocktail after whiskey, darling.
Oh, darling, I've got depths you what not of, and those depths are half empty. Kate.
Are you having one, George?
What?
A cocktail.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, darling. I won't say anything if you fall over in the bedroom again.
I don't want one, thanks.
All right.
I think we'll skip a cocktail. Bring us a bottle of Santa Beru... Santa Beru... Number 27. We'll order when you get back.
Very good, sir.
Darling, you feeling all right?
No, but don't let it worry you.
Right, well. What's it to be, then? Spaghetti bolognese?
What do you mean, George?
Spaghetti milanese?
Have you got one of your tummy pains?
Now, look. I think I ought to explain.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't say anything, Peter, thanks so much. I'd rather it came from the person it ought to have come from.
George, this is ridiculous. What's the matter?
The matter? Oh, nothing.
What a sweet little place this is, darling. We must come again.
Yes, we've often wondered what it was like, haven't we?
Yes.
George, you're killing the evening stone dead.
And it doesn't look anything from the outside, does it?
Well, they often don't, do they?
No.
Nope.
George.
Who was that man Peter saw you with this week?
What? Oh, in Holborn?
Yes, in Holborn.
Oh, darling.
Who was he?
Mr. Reynolds.
I thought so.
What do you mean?
You always had a thing about your old boss, didn't you?
Of course I...
Of course. You told me when I first met you. Everybody in the office has a crush on Mr. Reynolds.
The wine, sir. Ah, well, like to see the menu, George.
You didn't tell me you'd seen him, did you?
No.
I'll order for them. 4 spaghettis, please.
E bolognese? E milanese?
Yes.
Mamma mia. Why didn't you tell me?
George, let's leave it till we get home, shall we?
What makes you think I'm going home?
Please, George.
What makes you think I even think of it as home?
I'm not going on with this ridiculous argument. If you're going to behave like a...
No, I'm sure you're not going on with it. You'd rather keep quiet, just as you did about Mr. Reynolds. Well, thank heaven Peter saw you, that's all.
You started all this.
No. No, I just...
You're a fine one to sneak on other people.
Strolling round Holborn, hand in hand, smiling all over the shop.
If only you listened.
I was ready to listen the moment you got back from High Holborn, but I'm sorry it's a little too late. Excuse me, please.
George!
Kay, look, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
Yes, it is, but we'll discuss it later.
4 spaghetti bolognese.
We only want 3 now.
Surprise!
I was trying to get a job, you see.
Mm.
Well, we can do with the money, but I didn't like to tell George in case he took it the wrong way.
Mm.
You know, he's very sensitive, poor darling, and he does work hard. But everybody else seems to get a rise except him. He's just not the tycoon type. And I wasn't going to say anything until I could present him with a fait accompli.
Well, naturally.
Well, I'd been around the agencies, and it was so depressing, like starting from the beginning again, because it had to be part-time, you see. I mean, I've got to have time for doing a flat and shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to see my old boss. Well, there was never anything between us. I don't have to tell you that. Well, no more than propinquity, you know, 2 people working in the same office every day. You know how it is.
Well, Peter knows how it is.
And the last I heard was he thinks he might have got me something. There was one tiny snack I may hear tomorrow.
Oh, well, then it'll be all right, won't it, love?
Look, Kate, believe me, I wouldn't have said a word. But when George and I were talking about our row, while you were getting Nora, he said that you and he...
You said you didn't tell him about our row.
What?
You lied in your teeth again. And then you wonder why I don't believe you.
Sorry, Nora, I must... But so silly, excuse
me. Oh, no. Oh, all right.
Shall I keep the lady's spaghetti hot?
What? No, we only want 2 now.
And you can eat both of them.
Now, Nora, look, where are you going? Yeah, now, look, amigo. I don't know how to put this.
Just 1 spaghetti?
No, I'm afraid I couldn't eat mine either. You see, I must go back. And, you know, my friend, he's alone in his flat.
Hello?
Oh, is Mrs. Starling there?
No, she isn't.
Oh, I see. Have you any idea when she...
Just a minute. Who's speaking?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think it might. Is that Mr. Reynolds?
Well, yes, it is. Are you Mr. Starling?
Well, who do you think it was? One of our lovers?
Thank you.
I'm very glad you rung, Mr. Reynolds. I'm delighted. Because I was just thinking of coming around and knocking your block off. Now, you listen to me, you aging Romeo. She is not your ex-secretary now, so you can cross her off your availability list.
Mr. Starling!
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, skulking round Holborn with a girl young enough to be your great-granddaughter.
Look, young man, I assure you...
Yeah, just a minute. Don't try and smooth-talk me, Reynolds. I'm not an idiot, you know. I'm not a complete twit. Have a look in my eye. See, you don't see any green there, do you? Hey? Well, of course, you can't see any. Well, there isn't.
Mr. Starling, your wife came to me for a part-time job.
Claptrap.
What?
She'd have told me, mate.
Well, she didn't want to tell you until she knew whether part-time work would fit in with her domestic duties. She was thinking of you in this.
What?
Yes, it's also because she was thinking of you that I couldn't help her as I'd hoped. There was a chance that she would have had to spend the very occasional night away from home. I'll tell you what she said, Mr. Starling, when I put it to her. She said, oh, no, George would never agree to that, and I'm absolutely delighted that he wouldn't.
Did you say that?
Those were her very words. And I'm afraid that's the reason the job has fallen through.
Oh, well, thank you very much for trying, Mr. Reynolds.
Yes. You have a wonderful wife there, Mr. Starling. If I may say so, I don't think that you should repay her love with petty jealousy.
No.
All right. You give her my message?
Yes, sir.
Good night, then, Mr. Starling.
Good night, sir. Thank you. Oh, blimey. Where's that restaurant number? That restaurant right away. Oh, dear. Skulking round Holborn with a girl young enough to be a great-granddaughter. Cross her off your availability list. Oh, blimey.
Pardon?
What?
Luigi Restaurant.
Oh, yeah, hello, yes. Now, I wonder if I could speak to Mrs. Starling. This is Mr. Starling. I booked a table for four earlier. Well, no, well, I booked a table for two first, then for four. And Mrs. Starling's sitting at a table for three.
Yes, what does she look like, sir?
Well, she's, she's wearing a green dress, that's it, with a sort of, a bluish green, you know, sort of a shiny green. She's got some beads on.
They may not be real pearls, but I wouldn't call them beads.
Oh, it's all right, she's here. Sorry, I hadn't noticed.
I didn't expect you to be here, but as you are, perhaps you'd let me explain.
No, you don't have to. I've just been speaking to Mr. Reynolds. Kate, please forgive me.
You didn't ring him.
No, he rang me. Well, he rang you, but he got me.
I was just trying to help out, darling. We can live perfectly well on what you earn. It's only the odd extra.
Yeah, I know. Like a new coat and a decent hairdo and a string of real beads.
Don't be silly, darling.
Oh, well, you haven't got it, I'm afraid.
The job?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he said I mightn't.
Well, you had to be prepared to go away the odd night, you know, apparently. Well, you weren't prepared to.
No, well, I couldn't leave you here, could I, all on your own? Oh, not because I don't trust you, darling.
Oh, don't. You know, I bawled him out good and proper, you know.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, George.
I called him an aging Romeo and I set him off his block off. I'm sorry, darling, I didn't know. I really went for him, you know.
Poor old Bill.
Yeah. Bill.
Well, I didn't eat any spaghetti, and neither did you, so we'd better see what we've got in a tin. Will Spanish rice do? No, that's not enough for two. I could put some braised kidneys...
Kate!
In the... Yes?
Bill?
Now, listen, George...
You never told me you called him. Right, well, that settles it.
What?
Well, not much sense in us having a row when we can listen to theirs. Darling, which ear do you want to use, left or right?
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Fenella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Heather Chasen and Jeffrey Matthews were their neighbours, Nora and Peter, and Leon Thor played Mr. Reynolds and the waiter. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.